So Doug Danger of the Orange County Courier is going to join us here in just a moment. Doug Danger, I love this. He's got a neighbor that's playing his music too loud. And who is this neighbor? Some famous singer.
Well, it is Jason Pickford. And Jason Pickford is a well-known opera singer. He's a young up-and-comer. He's playing the Orange County Ensemble this week, I believe, and the following week. He's rented the condominium near Doug's condominium there in Newport Beach, California. Let's get Doug on the phone here. Hi, Doug. It's Margaret, and thank you very much for being with us. So are you getting any sleep?
Well, that's just it. No, I'm not getting any sleep. I know Jason from when he first started out. He was singing in San Diego, light opera. He's been in light opera in Houston, and a little bit of opera work in San Francisco and so on. As you're bringing yourself up through the ranks.
Well, how does one do that in opera? What is it, just going from small town to big town?
Well, yeah, it's pretty much you're playing small companies, and you get hired to be in a bigger company, and next thing you know, you're on stage, Carnegie Hall.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about Carnegie Hall. Is that where they go?
Yeah, it's called Carnegie Hall, bud. And there's also the New York Metropolitan Opera, which is absolutely one of the biggest, if not, it's the biggest in the United States, one of the biggest in the world. And a lot of great singers have come out of the United States, so I wish him well. What I thought was funny, when I was talking to him the other day, and we were talking about music, and he mentioned music that he liked, and I said, well, what is this? He says he likes some electronica, and I kind of laughed, and I said, really? I said, you're such a great singer, I would think you'd like opera. He said, no, I don't like to listen to opera when I'm relaxing. I said, so, you listen to electronica music? He said, yeah. And I made the comment, and I don't know if this was right or wrong, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, so as you know, I'm going to be very honest.
Jesus.
What was that?
Nothing, General.
It was the General, huh?
Yeah, General, just take it easy.
Oh, the gay man and the gay journalist.
Yeah, that's what I am, General, okay? Don't wear it out.
I'm not wearing it out. You're the guy saying it.
That's what I am, okay? I am what I am, and I always will be that, okay? I am what I am. That's all I ever am, or something like that.
So you were talking to this guy.
I was talking to the guy.
You am what you am, and it's all what
I didn't say I am what I said I am what... Well, yeah, I did. I said that. But you're not supposed to say you am.
I think we got that straightened out.
Yes, so you were talking to this man, Jason Pickford.
Yeah, I was talking to him. And I said, you like electronica. And I guess I kind of, twisted my face up a little bit. It did strike me as odd. And I don't know if he took offense by that. But that night, I had to get to sleep because I had a very, very early work day scheduled for myself because I was catching a plane to Denver. And as I was falling asleep, I heard music starting to pound out of the condo that he's living in. Now, I know enough about people who play their music too loud. Generally, that means they think their taste in music is fantastic, and they want everybody to be turned on to it, no matter whether they're trying to sleep or not.
So this guy was playing the music too loud while you're trying to sleep.
Yeah. But the thing that I thought was quite interesting, it wasn't so much that he was trying to play that music loud. It was the song that he was trying to play loud called Fireflies. This is a song by Owl City, and it really bothered me because it's a song about a guy trying to go to... Is this it here, bud?
Get it, Tim.
Yeah. Now, I know I asked you to play it, but you faded it up like I was just... This is exactly how it sounded when I was trying to get sleep the other night, Phil. Okay, now can you imagine yourself laying there?
This guy is playing this too loud.
And this guy's an opera singer.
You would not believe your eyes. Well, listen to this.
10 million fireflies.
So I...
The world as I fell asleep.
God damn it, I hate it so much.
Well, why don't we turn it down?
No, I gotta remember how it was. So,
and leave teardrops everywhere.
You hear it?
Alright,
turn it off. God, turn it off, please. Yeah, I'm sorry, Phil.
God damn, man, this really affected you.
It did, because, let me explain. That guy singing sounds an awful lot like Jason if he were an electronica singer.
How do you know it's not him?
It's not him, man. This Owl City is a completely different bunch of guys, but it sounded like him. Then the singer starts singing about how he needs to fall asleep, and that, go ahead and pot it up.
Slowly.
Yeah. Okay.
It's hard to say that I'd rather stay awake when I'm asleep.
Oh, God, I hate that.
Everything is never
it's really bugging you, huh?
Oh, yeah, he had this crack. So I finally, I went out of the condo.
Turn it down, bud.
No, leave it. Just, this is the way it sounded. I'm walking through. The people are going, where are you going, Doug? I said, I'm going to go talk to that A-H.
So this music's playing as you're walking across the patio.
Yeah. And, And I said, can't you people hear how loud this is? And everyone's looking at me like, what's your problem? I said, this isn't bothering you.
So everybody was digging this music?
I don't know whether they were digging it or not, but they were in front. So I knock on the door, and Jason answers, says, yeah. I said, do you mind turning this down? And he looked at me like I just crawled out of the crack of someone's you-know-what. He looked at me like I didn't belong in any room where there were human beings. He said, what did you say? I said, would you turn this crap down because I am trying to sleep. And he went over and he changed.
He turned it up louder.
Yeah, just like he said, like a counting sheep.
When I'm far too tired to fall asleep.
This guy was a friend of yours?
He's an acquaintance of mine. And leave it up.
Weird because I hate goodbyes.
Oh.
Got misty eyes as they said farewell.
And I said to him, I said, shut it off, man. And he wouldn't. I said, shut it.
All right, turn the music down.
No, please don't, Phil. Come on, please.
No, turn it down. Look, I have insomnia myself. Okay, Doug?
Yeah.
Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine. I just...
Doug, if you have a hard time sleeping...
It's not about me having a hard time sleeping. It's about this guy who's a great singer, who happens to be a fan of electronica music, which is the worst kind of music to listen to if you're trying to sleep, and then he picks out this tune, Fireflies, which is some... guy singing about how I can't sleep. I don't.
Well, I can admit it was irritating.
Irritating? I said, hey, Jason, are you doing that on purpose? He said, no, I like the song. I said, well, turn the garbage down, please.
Well, that's what pissed him off.
I think it's true what Phil's saying, Doug. The fact that you categorize this music as garbage.
Well, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
Yeah, but sometimes you can't be gay, okay?
What? What are you talking about, man?
I mean, you can't be honest like a gay man and a gay journal.
Like a gay man?
A gay man and a gay journalist, he's trying to say.
Yeah, I thought I was doing shorthand.
I ain't doing shorthand yet. I'm telling you that I was trying to get some sleep, and this guy comes along.
Why the hostility?
I don't know.
I don't think there was hostility. I think the man, and Doug are acquaintances. This guy just went over and started playing his music.
Well, that's the other thing. People that play music too loud think their taste in music is so good. And frankly... this is a good song. I'm not going to lie to you. I like the song, but it sounds like it was just made to bother me. I don't know how to put it.
You're saying that you do like the song Fireflies.
Yeah, I like the song.
So what you told this guy you thought it was garbage.
Yes, I did. I didn't want him to know that I liked the song. If I'd told him that, he would have turned it up louder and he would have played it longer. And, I needed to sleep. It bothers me that he turned the music up thinking that his taste in music is so great, and it turns out that it is, because I saw the poll that you did there on the Phil Henry Twitter feed, Phil.
All right, well, yeah, we did a poll today that said people who play their music too loud are A, really like music loud, or B, think their music really sounds great.
Yeah, and it looks like think their music really sounds great was winning, right?
Yeah, I think everybody believes that when they hear loud music coming from somebody else's house, that person doesn't think their music sucks. They think it sounds good, and they want to turn everybody on to it.
Well, that's, what was bothering me about this guy, okay? And
you say this guy. Now, this guy, this is a friend of yours, right?
He's an acquaintance.
I know he's an acquaintance, but he sounds like you immediately, you guys were, I don't know. I don't think that this guy had a problem with you, Doug. You had a problem with him.
You don't think he had a problem with me?
No, you say you like that song.
Phil, you just went, no, okay?
I'm going to hang up in about 2 seconds.
All right, I'm sorry.
Yeah, Mr. Henry, you got to give a guy a break.
I'm telling you.
All right, I'm sorry. This guy is an opera singer. I know him. We are professional acquaintances. His taste in music, it turns out, is really good. So when he turns the music up too loud, it pisses me off because I want it to be that his music stinks, but he thinks it's good. But no, his music doesn't stink. He's right. It's good music.
Well, it sounds like you're going to cry.
Because the whole thing blows rabbit.
The whole thing blows rabbit.
Yeah. So, I, this guy is playing this music that I, see, here it is again,
But why are you doing that?
You wanted me to play it, right?
No, I want you to play it. I want to remember how it felt hearing a song that I thought was good. And all of a sudden, and this guy's playing it full blast, and I'm thinking, he's playing it full, most people who play their music full blast, the music's...
You like this song?
Yeah, listen to it. As I fell asleep,
cause they feel the open.
The song is great. straight, and yet I want to beat the singer up. Everywhere
you think me. You sure you don't have some kind of an attraction for this guy, Pickford?
Are you kidding me? Are you nuts or something?
Well, Doug, what is it then, man?
What it is the fact that I don't like guys that turn their music up loud because it always sucks. And this guy's music.
It's hard to say. It isn't bad.
It's not bad, yeah. I'm asleep. I don't know. Everything
is never this guy sounds like a little sissy. Cause I get 1,000 hugs. What does that mean?
Is that homophobia?
No, I'm not saying. Damn it.
Teach me how to dance. I don't know. A foxtrot above my head.
A sock hop beneath my bed. A disco ball. What the hell is this, man?
That's what I'm trying to find. I like it, but I don't know what it is. I like to make myself a foxtrot above my head. So I went over there, like I said, I told him, turn this shit
down. All right, turn it down, man. You know what you need? A good night's sleep.
Oh, yeah, isn't that funny?
Well, you do. It sounds like it to me.
Have you slept since that? When was this, anyway?
Last night.
Then you need to...
What is so funny, man?
Go and get some sleep, will you?
I don't know, man.
Go out and get yourself a drink then or something. Anything? You got to work tomorrow morning?
I had to work this morning.
Well, you must be dead tired.
I am, but I'm thinking about that song.
I'm going to echo what the general said. You sure it isn't something personal between the two of you guys?
No, it's not, man. Trust me, okay? I'm too much of a professional. What I'm thinking about really has more to do with performance and public persona, and this guy being an up-and-coming opera singer, turning his music up loud, which is in very bad taste and is very annoying and really, is insulting to his neighbors, and it turns out it ain't that bad. It's pretty good music.
Well, I wouldn't know.
Well, okay, so what were you going to say?
I mean, it's not my cup of tea. Okay, bud. Gotta hear it.
Shut it out.
God damn it, bud.
Well, you know, you're driving that guy out of his mind.
Better call him back and find out if he's okay.
I'll do it. Don't worry about it.
Well, I gotta do it. I'm the producer.
I'll do it. Don't worry about it.
I don't get that, man. That sounds,
That sounds to me like, I don't know. I'm not saying he's attracted to the guy, but it sounds like there's a personal thing going on.
Well, you know, if you want my opinion, which I know nobody asked, right?
No, he didn't.
Well, what's that supposed to mean?
Go ahead, General. We're kidding around.
Hold on. Doug? Are you okay? You got it out of your system, huh? Stay here, awake. Did you want to hear this? Bud. Because my dreams are... Bud, don't do... Are you hearing that, Doug? Okay, he's fine. I like to
make myself... Hey, Doug, how you doing?
Got it up.
What did you do?
I hung up on him because he was screaming again.
Well, I don't know. What do you want me to do?
Call him back and calm him down. No, I don't want to talk to him on the air. Just tell me how he's doing. World famous Phil Hendry Show and philhendryshow.com. God.
After our homeowners association is Bobby and Stevie Dooley.
It's from the...
Yeah, from the Western Estates Homeowners Association, Bobby and Stevie Dooley. And this is the Bobby and Stevie Dooley segment. They'll be talking today about dinosaur fatigue. Now, that is a very, very interesting point. I don't think I know quite what dinosaur fatigue is.
Well, what Bobby's going to be talking to us about here is the, I guess... The fact there's too many damn dinosaur movies, if I'm not mistaken. Am I close to that, Bobby?
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it. There are too many darn dinosaurs. I'm sorry, Steve.
No more dinosaurs. Here.
Steve, right now we're protesting in front of Western Estates, and we have the sign, no more dinosaurs. I'm sorry, Phil. I'm a little bit discombobulated. Are you going to hold the sign?
I'm holding the sign. No more dinosaur.
Do it now. Do it while I'm talking behind me.
All right.
Yeah, I had this idea, Phil, and you might have noticed I said it on Twitter. I am sick and tired of dinosaurs. We've got Jurassic Park, Jurassic World, Jurassic the Lost World, Jurassic, you know, the park and the world, and just Jurassic, you know, the dinosaur. And I don't understand the fixation. I think it's not good for our young people because we've got, on the one end, we have Star Wars. Steve?
Star Wars, da-na. minute, right?
No, that's Star Trek. Just go back to doing...
No more dinosaurs, no more...
Not that close to the phone. And so what it's doing is it's yanking our young people from one end of creation to the other. What do they concentrate on? We have on the one side...
Well, excuse you.
I'm sorry, but I had a late dinner of hot dogs.
Yeah, Bobby, can I... Bobby had 5 hot dogs.
How dare you tell people that?
No more dinosaurs.
Yeah, good boy.
No more dinosaurs.
So what I'm saying is the following. We need to settle on a time period, for God's sake.
But, Bobby, you know, I appreciate you being involved in the education of your young people. You know, it's not a lot of parents are paying that much attention. By the same token, I have this concern, if you don't mind. I
didn't know that I was going to have to debate.
Bobby, you're always saying that, but you know that when you come on this program, you have to defend your point of view.
Yeah, you always got to defend yourself on the Phil Henry Show.
Oh, I see. Okay, well...
That's not going to be a problem.
That shouldn't be a problem.
Okay, I'm not, you know, I'm not here to attack you or tear you down. My feeling is the following. There's a lot of parents that do a lot of good for schools. There's also a lot of parents that don't know enough about education or educating young people to actually be involved in the discussion. Now, for me to say that to them face-to-face, they'd flip out.
As I would.
All right, I mean, you know, time will tell, I guess. But there are a lot of parents that have no business telling teachers what to do.
As long as we're the parents of the kid.
As long as we are the parent of the kid, we will tell the teacher what to do.
No more dinosaurs.
How many teachers are insisting that your kids read about dinosaurs?
That's not about the teachers. That's about the book.
No more dinosaurs.
Steve.
Yeah, it's not about the teachers.
Don't suck the phone off again, Steve.
It's not about the teachers, Mr. Henry. It's about the dinosaur movies. And then on one end, and then on the other end is Star Wars, The Return of the Jedi, and Jar Jar Binks, who's way off in the future.
Yeah, Jar Jar Binks. Everything that Star Wars has ever been, and everything that Star Wars is, and then you go to Jurassic Park, you've got two extremes, two educational extremes, and we just think it's wrong, very, very wrong. Right here, thank you. Do you hear this, Steve?
Yeah, it's right.
This takes our children from this, which is way, way in the past when the dinosaur lived, to this.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, and I like this because we were kids back then.
We were kids, too. This is really great. You know, but then it goes back to...
I know, it goes to Jurassic Park. And the major complaint is what?
We're sick and tired of it, and we want...
No more dinosaurs.
We don't want our children inundated with this fixation. Once we've got our kids oriented toward the future, where there's going to be peace, and there's going to be... I don't know.
There'll be new robotic technologies and ways of dealing with things, but to have Jurassic Park become the main focus now... Of old lizards. I don't know.
Yeah. And Steve and I had it out last night. When I said old lizard, he said, "Are you talking about your mother?" And I said, "Is that a joke?"
Shut up, bud.
Well, you think that's funny, huh?
It was moderately amusing.
Well, I said to Steve, "Do you think that's a joke?" And he said, "What did you say, Steve?"
I said, "I swear to God, I swear to Almighty God of the Christian God, okay, that I was only kidding." And
it didn't matter, did it?
No, she still... I didn't get dinner last night.
So,
you know, you... One minute you're slapping that guy.
You didn't want me to slap him.
Okay, and then the next minute, you're not feeding the man.
I went out, I got something to eat. Went down to Denny's, got the Grand Slam.
Yeah, he went and got a Grand Slam breakfast. So what, are you going to feel sorry for him?
You know, I think the two of you have got way too much time on your hands. Why you're worried about Jurassic Park...
I'm worried, Margaret, because I'm tired of the dinosaur. I'm tired of looking at it. I'm tired of hearing about it. I'm tired of the thick... Who cares? Okay?
Well, it's an interesting topic having to do with the past, meaning our Earth's past, the past of our world. Don't you find any of that fascinating?
To a degree. I everyone likes the future more. I mean, right, Steve?
Well, yeah. I mean, everybody likes to see how the future's going to be, and I don't know, to keep going back to the past.
Keep going back to dinosaurs... Big deal. So what am I going to get out of that? you know?
Yeah, it's not like we're Fred Flintstone or anything.
Now, that was funny. It's not like we're Fred Flintstone.
Yeah, it's Flintstone.
What did I say?
Flintstone.
Well, at least I didn't go Flintstone, because that's what you done did.
Why'd you hang up?
Oh, are you kidding me? Of all the asinine topics. Well, I mean, Miss Anna, you said they could come on the air.
Yeah, I ran it past you and you greenlit it.
I know. I take full responsibility.
Okay.
All right, Phil. Good Lord.
Phil, you're wrapped a little too tight tonight.
Oh, I'm doing great. I feel great. But that's all I need from them. You know, too many dinosaurs. I'll tell you what, there may be too many movies, there may be too many TV shows, there may be too many, oh, I don't know what, there may be too many video games, but there ain't too many dinosaurs, as far as I can tell.
Well, what, are you fascinated with them?
I saw one Jurassic Park movie.
Which one was it, the first one?
Yeah, the first one. After that, I didn't watch it, I don't care, man, I ain't that much in a, I mean, I have to say I saw the Star Wars sequels.
Well, then you agree with the Dooleys.
No, I do not agree with the Dooleys. I think it's perfectly fine to have a damn fascination with the ding-dang dinosink-stinking sores.
Jesus.
What are you guys looking at? Hey, listen, tonight we have the Phil Hendry Show chat, and I think tonight we're going to be on Facebook Live. Now, coming up, I want to tell you about this. This is really awesome. Coming up, we are going to have the ability to go live to you on our BSP chats from just about anywhere on the planet Earth. That's right. You will be able to interact as a Backstage Pass member on our Friday night chats with me, Phil Hendry, and all of the other BSPs, no matter where we are. Now, I really shouldn't say no matter where we are, but I will tell you, we're taking it remote, and I think you're going to enjoy that. And we're kind of targeting, you know, the end of summer to do that. We are also looking at doing our chats, which are for our BSP only, using YouTube or Ustream. So we got a lot of things in the hopper, if you will.
Well, you've been doing a lot of technical adjusting and everything like that, and I just want to make sure that people don't get turned off by it while you've got wires and switches.
Well, what do you get turned off by?
Well, because Phil comes in here looking sweaty, and he's been crawling around on the floor and everything.
Well, he's got Adam in here, too.
Why don't you let Adam do all that?
Because, you know, I gotta give him a hand. Not this kind of hand.
That's moderately funny.
Yeah, I've heard that one before. Anyway, I gotta give him a hand, and when we get done, it's gonna be a beautiful thing, okay? So that's the Phil Hendry Show chat. Coming up, we are gonna be doing it remote from a variety of places for our BSPs only. Tonight, however, we will be featuring our BSP chat as a Facebook Live, man. Facebook Live, baby, tonight, starting at 7 o'clock Pacific. And hey, are you a female subscriber? Would you join us in our Facebook chats? Because we got way too many guys hanging around there. It gets really crude and vulgar. All kinds of, you know, nasty-ass jokes. So we need chicks, man.
Yeah, I'll see you do.
What is this garbage, man?
I thought you liked it.
I guess I do. All right, we'll see you guys tonight for the chat, 7 o'clock Pacific, world-famous Phil Hendry Show.